Yeah, let me, so I call this meeting in order. I'm not gonna be there, but I think you, let's skip the prayer if it's all right with you, but it's appropriate to give the pledge, I think.
Okay, we'll do that.
Let's do that. Go ahead and lead us, Sharon, please.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's do a roll call. This is Corey Ellsworth, I'm here. Let's do the office and then online. Sharon?
Sharon Hillman here.
Larry Bagshaw here.
And online?
Victor Kyle, present.
Brent Pruitt.
Brent
Pruitt, present.
So we have five. We have no Roger and no George, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we have a quorum. Thank you for doing this off schedule. Okay, I'm gonna have trouble looking at this and seeing the agenda at the same time. Is this time for unscheduled comments, Sharon?
We don't have any on this one.
Okay. I saw it on the agenda.
It says not on the agenda, so.
Okay.
We have no public.
Okay. Well, so this is a special meeting open to the public, but we don't need to enter into executive session. We could just jump into these three items, right?
Yep.
Let's go ahead. I know item two is gonna be tabled.
Yeah.
So let's talk about item one, Sharon.
Okay, yeah, the bid opening for this project was on November 7th with only one bid received from Mountain High Excavating. This is the first of two projects to be completed with the WIFA infrastructure grant funds. Pinecone subdivision water lines are black sewer pipe and many of the services are in the backyards. The new water lines and services will be installed in the roads. The bid from Mountain High is $1,351,394, and I make a motion. This is about $600,000 less than we had estimated it to be. So that's going to free up some funds to do that other project out there. And I make a motion to award Pine Cove Waterline Project to Mountain High in the amount of $1,351,394 and authorize the chairman or vice chairman to sign the contract documents.
Second it.
And you have a copy of the bid here. We have a first and second. Anybody have any comments?
Oh, sorry. I was speaking, but I was on mute. Just to restate it for everyone, this is all good news, right? It gets us what we want under budget and allows us some free space to even get another smaller project or two done subsequently. So
yes.
I'm fully on board. Let's go ahead and first of all, any questions from Victor or Brent?
No questions for me.
No questions for me.
Thanks, guys. Let's go ahead and take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. All right, that is awarded. Item two will be tabled. Item three was gonna be Steve. Is he around or are you gonna do that, Sharon?
Can you hang on a second? We actually have to say we're going to table and vote on it.
Oh, sorry.
Item number two, we're not ready to award that yet. Due to negotiations still ongoing. So I'd like to table it until the next special meeting to approve that contract.
How do we formally do that? We have to vote on that?
I make a motion to table this item.
And I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Opposed nay. We will table that. Item number three.
Yeah, Corey, I am here.
There you are.
Yep. I'm going to give a general synopsis of a situation. It's occurred several times. I'm not going to go into specifics. I'm not going to name names, addresses, or anything else. But what the situation is we've had a woman that's been paying two water bills for well over a year. She contacted us, or we contacted them. I forget how it worked out. But it turns out that we refunded her the 1 year of well, what she's been paying double. The right thing to do. The other gentleman that she was paying for, we contacted. He was not so friendly. Basically, we're asking him to pay that money back. He admitted on a recorded line that he did use the water, but he feels it's our problem because we haven't billed him in a year. We're talking, I don't know, $1,500, roughly $750 is what we're back charging. We offered payment plans. We offered, no, really that's about it. Any other option that we have, which isn't much. What I was told, this gentleman, when I spoke with him, said, all right, well, you know what, I'll split the difference with you. And I said, well, hang on now, I've got three cups right here. We've already paid this woman back in full. I said, well, due to you guys in your office, I shouldn't have to pay. And quite honestly, if we have to take this to court, you're going to spend more than the $700. My thought was, you know, same goes with you. You take this to court, and you're going to have to spend more than $700.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, to keep things black and white, straight along the board, what is your direction?
Yeah, just a comment or two. So in case it was misunderstood, so this woman was paying for not her account twice. She was paying for her account and this account by mistake because of administrative whatever, right? We had the wrong number in there or whatever.
That's correct.
So she was paying for him. He wasn't paying anything. And of course, I mean, even if he's well off and this is, you know, rounding for him, certainly someone in his world would have noticed that he hadn't been paying for this utility up here. And she finally noticed that she was paying twice. Anyway, you know, my two cents is it's unfortunate. We wish it wouldn't have happened. But it's money owed and it's services rendered, and we should ask him to pay in full.
Okay.
And he was receiving his bill, right, Steve?
That I can't verify, sure. I don't know that he was. It looks like
in the system he was billed every month.
Steve, does he think he has on the table an offer of half?
He doesn't have an offer, period. I don't think he even
okay,
does.
Good.
Yeah. I just told him that I would be researching it and getting back to him.
I believe he's receiving his bill.
Speaking on my viewpoint, being a member of the Ponderosa Water, we had a number of periods where we were not billed, and we went ahead and paid the bill regardless. And I would expect anyone else to do the same if they're honorable.
This is not his billing. The billing has ratios.
Brent, Victor, Brent, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I would think he needs to pay.
Okay.
I think if we have evidence, we have record that he's been receiving his bill, we should just send him a demand payment and mention that he's been getting his bills and send him more copies of it.
Well, he was on direct pay, so I don't know that he would actually have seen his bills regardless. My point is that we're sure that they were being sent. I just don't know what his reaction was or his interpretation of what he should do with it. I think he figured, all right, I'll just keep going until I can get away with it.
Yeah, I am also a direct bill, but I get physical copies of the bill. Our responsibility is to send it. As long as it's through USPS, and that is considered to be sent.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, anything through the post offices. And so whether we're emailing his bill, whether he's getting it electronic from our biller, mm-hmm. or whether he's getting it mailed to him, our system shows the bills were generated.
All right.
Okay. And yeah, so I think we just need to ask him to pay the bills. Just an add-on thought is I think you know, this is a specific item, but it's a principle, and it could come up other times. My view, you know, this should always be the remedy, is that if there's a mistake made and it's what we determine to be immaterial, then we would ask them to pay in full. I mean, we could reconsider if this thing came up somehow, and it's, I'm making this up now, right? But it's been 20 years and the bill is $10,000 or whatever, then maybe it's talked about again. But you know, for a year's service and $1,400, $1,500, it just doesn't make any sense to handle it any other way in this case, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. We should just do it in writing, though, and not really have it in conversation.
Good.
Yeah. Steve, you all right handling that?
I got it.
Okay. All right.
What we could do is, since we're all in agreement, you know, is make a motion directing Steve to deal with the customer and secure some kind of payment plan, but the customer does owe the balance due.
Okay.
You said that very well. Does anyone want to second that?
I second that.
I second.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed, nay. Let's go ahead and do that. Are there any other agenda items, Sharon?
No. This is all
we have. Okay, we have our next board meeting on December 5th or 6th, whatever that.
Yeah.
Thursday. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else that needs to come up?
No, there's nothing else on. Oh, Steve Ween had told me that he called me this afternoon on the contract that we're awarding, and he said he thinks that we require a legal opinion from the attorney for that, and that it's okay. Now, we do on the USDA projects. This is not a USDA project, and I said, I'm not aware of any attorney approval that we need. I've seen no documentations. He said, well, call me when you're in the meeting and I'll just say that you did everything correctly. And I went, well, I didn't call him in. I don't think we have to. I talked to Paul Hendricks and I said, these contracts that you're awarding, all these contracts you're awarding, are you getting an attorney to say that it's okay? And he said, no, because it's not required. So I don't think it's required and it's not necessary. So.
Well, I'm glad you raised it anyway, and I agree with you. It's not required. All right. I hope everyone has a good evening, and let's adjourn this meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye and good night.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Good night.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.